Welcome to Beyond the Headlines. I'm Charlie Hargett. My guests today are Carolyn and Scott Sherwood. They have a project called Solar Pi, and they are big proponents of solar energy. I want to talk about their personal lives, what they're doing in their own home, and a big project you are going to start seeing on I-5. What got you interested? What got you so intrigued about putting solar panels on your roof?
I kept on reading these articles and people said, oh, yeah, this stuff works.
Yeah.
And it works in the clouds, and it works in the sun. And so I went up to, actually, Science & More, the little store up on 65th and Ravenna.
Yeah.
And I got two of those little tiny solar panels, and I hooked them up to my Fluth meter, and it was cloudy, because I didn't really know if they were in the clouds. Everybody said they did. So I took them outside, and I hooked them up to my Fluth meter, and sure enough, they made power. And then I went inside and checked them with the fluorescent lights, and it was about half the power. And I said, wow, this stuff really works.
So a light bulb went off in your head.
Yeah, and so when we bought it, I looked at the roof, and I figured out how big the roof was.
Yeah.
And then I drew solar panels on it onto a piece of paper. And it was just an idea that I wanted to put into action, but it wasn't there yet.
Yeah.
And then things started changing, and we had to put a new roof on our house.
Okay.
So it just seemed like a natural transition point where we could put solar panels on the roof and put a new roof on at the same time.
So the solar panels you have on your roof, does this take up the entire space of your roof, or is it like a southern exposure, or what does it do?
It's the southern exposure. So our roof truly is southwest,
uh-huh.
Just a little west.
It's
south enough, and it's as good as we're going to get.
So, Carolyn, I'm just thinking, there's no way my wife would ever, ever in a million years listen to me, and if I were to say, yeah, I want to put on solar panels on the top of the roof, there's no way that would ever happen. How did he convince you?
He was so great. He showed me the meter. He showed me that it worked. He would leave articles out on the kitchen island for me to read. Really was very passionate about this. And truly, I did this because I love my husband, and I wanted to support him, literally in my head going, okay, we're writing a check here for the biggest Sherwood science experiment I hope that we will ever have in our family.
Before we get to the cost and everything like that, how does it look? And I don't want Scott to say it. How do you think it looks?
Well, we have a saying in our family. It's all about the cute. I love design. I love.
Yeah.
We have a 1906 home.
Okay.
We live in a neighborhood of on Capitol Hill with all homes of that vintage.
Yeah.
So I really cared about how it looked. So the one thing I said to my husband is, it has to match the roof.
Mm.
So it's black. I don't ever see it and have it stand out or jump out at me.
So if you're not looking for it, you don't see it.
Exactly.
How much did this set you back to put a solar roof on your house?
$29,000.
How much are you saving by doing this? How much of the energy are you producing for your house?
It makes 38% of the energy for our house every year.
Okay. That's a good amount, especially if you got, you said 1906?
1906, classic.
Yeah, so
Seattle Four Square, 3,800 square feet.
Are you happy with it? You look like you're happy with it.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Now, here's the thing. When I knew I was going to be interviewing you guys, the picture that came into my mind, long hair and smell of patchouli and peace, love, and joy. You guys walk in here, you look like a Boeing engineer.
Well, hey, looks can be deceiving.
I think that says a lot about the movement. Why are you doing this? Is it simply the money-saving part? Are you concerned about emissions? What is your big deal here?
There's more energy that falls from the sun in a 12-hour day than all of the known energy than what we've ever extracted out of the ground and burned thus so far. And I believe that the sun is our ultimate resource.
Sure.
Okay, so there is enough energy in the sun to supply everything that we need. And then it's just our responsibility as human beings to figure out how we're going to extract that power through the sun's rays and then put it into our daily lives. So instead of just talking the talk, I wanted to walk the walk.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to put these panels on the roof so that I could walk and talk And we're doing that more with our little solar pie adventure.
Yeah. And I want to get into that in a moment. So far, Carolyn, are you happy with how this is turning out? Or are you excited about saving this kind of money?
We have a friend of ours, our good friend Judy, had put a solar roof on her house in West Seattle. She had hers installed in July. And I was an econ major at the U. I had my spreadsheets out. I was calculating my return on investment. And Judy said something really profound to me. She said, put away the pencil. It's the right thing to do. Mm. It's the right thing to do on three levels. It's the right thing to do for the environment. It's the right way to make energy for the future and the right thing to do for our country, for national security. And she said, for those reasons, put down your pencil. You can afford it. You spend money on lots of other things. And it's important to do. And I put down my pencil, and I love my husband. I wanted to support my husband in this adventure. And I just said, okay, we're going for it. The Sherwood household is going for it.
When we come back, I want to talk about solar pie, because this is something a lot of people listening right now, as you're driving down the road, if your travels take you through Seattle, this is something you are going to start seeing every day. And we'll talk about it in just a moment. This is Beyond the Headlines. Welcome back to Beyond the Headlines. I'm Charlie Harger. Joining me today are Carolyn and Scott Sherwood. They have a project they're working on that you are more than likely to see if your travels take you through Seattle, especially if you're going through every day. I suspect you'll be paying very close attention to their new project. It's called Solar Pie. Is this like a meringue, or what is Solar Pie? It's a really interesting concept.
Well, when we first started doing this, we put the solar roof on our house, and then we saw our meter turn backwards, and then we started seeing the metrics coming off the inverter, and that's what really sold Carolyn to say, hey, we've got something here. This can work. And people kept saying to us, oh, yeah, so that's pie in the sky, man. That solar stuff, that stuff will never work, you know? And we're like, yeah, pie in the sky, that's a great name. Yeah, and then we thought, well, how much of the pie do you really want? So that's how we formally named our organization Solar Pie.
Solar Pie. And so what's going to happen is a change to that reader board on the PEMCO building. I always look at the reader board there because I want to know precisely what the temperature is in Seattle. And it's a great viewpoint right
south of Mercer,
on the western side of I-5 there. What are you guys doing? This is going to be an addition to what we see on a daily basis.
There's 36 panels on top of the PEMCO roof on the north penthouse. There's those two penthouses up on the top. One says Evergreen Bank, and the other one says PEMCO.
Yeah.
On that PEMCO side, there are 36 panels there, and they feed into a Sunny Boy inverter.
So these are solar panels,
these
by the way,
panels,
just want to make that really clear.
Solar panels, sharp solar panels.
Okay.
And then there's a little box that captures the numbers called an AquaSuite, and that sends information to the computer then that controls the clock.
Instead of that power coming off the grid, something you see on a daily basis is going to be all solar.
It's really not about the amount of power. It's not about the power issue, per se, that the panels make.
Right.
It's more about showing the average individual person that solar works in Seattle. So the best day will be when it's cloudy, windy, rainy, foggy, and people will see the clock, and it'll say solar, and then it'll say the amount of kilowatt hours being produced, and they'll go, wow, I never knew.
So really, it's showing people the effectiveness of solar, even in an environment like ours.
Exactly. And if it'll work in Germany that gets less sun per day than we do, and 50% of all the panels manufactured in the world go to Germany, if it works there, it'll definitely work here.
Just to get a public awareness, the public behind installing more solar power, is that your goal? Is it trying to convince people to talk to leadership about having solar power as more of a part of our national energy grid, or what's really the goal here?
One of the things I think that we wanted to do is take our experience and leverage that up through a whole community. Otherwise, $29,000 is a huge barrier to entry for people to have this information. So we said, how can we give the experience that we had as solar homeowners of a solar array to an entire community as a whole? And that's why we're going to create a respectful platform for people to make their own decision.
Solar energy in general, what I think of is my solar calculator, and I used to have a solar-powered watch in the 80s, which was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
But it's changing a lot now, isn't it? You're able to get a lot more energy out of the same area that might be taken up by a solar cell.
Absolutely.
So what are some good examples that you have seen or make you excited?
We're really encouraged by an article in the National Geographic this month.
Mm-hmm.
And Nellis Air Force Base in Las Vegas has the largest solar photovoltaic installation in the United States. It's 72,000 and some odd number of panels that provides 25% of the power for all of Nellis Air Force Base. And in the wintertime, when they don't use air conditioning, it provides 100% of the power for the entire Air Force Base.
Very interesting. So that is a huge number. That's a huge number. Let's talk about the cost versus reward, because I know there are going to be other people, though, when they listen, it's all going to be about how much it costs versus how much they're going to get out of this in the future. So at what point do solar panels start paying for themselves? Have you reached that point yet? Will you ever reach that point?
In our installation, no. But for the panels that are coming online now that are being made in Washington State, anybody buying those panels, you're going to get 36 cents a kilowatt hour with those panels made in Washington State. And anybody's inverter gives you another 15 cents an hour. So that's 51 cents a kilowatt hour.
Mm-hmm.
If you had an electric car, and if you took a regular car, put them side by side, and said, okay, how much money do I spend per month on my car,
mm-hmm.
gas, fuel, oil, everything, and took that number and then replaced that with an electric car and then charged your electric car with your solar roof, you'd be offsetting, okay, that chunk of change, and I don't know if that's $1,000, $2,000 a year.
There are a lot of ways to look at that, and what we see, when we looked at this, everybody goes back to ROI. That's the number one question they have. But what I think is really important to understand is, even though solar has been around since the 1950s, less than 1% of the electricity generated in this country comes from solar. So we're at, from a market development stage, we're at our infancy. You would categorize this in the innovator stage of market development. So market development, first of all, happens with awareness. And the more people become aware and drill down and get the knowledge, it creates a market. That's what we're hoping to do, is really create a market.
We'll come back and tell you a little bit more about the Solar Pie Project next on Beyond the Headlines. Welcome back to Beyond the Headlines. I'm Charlie Harger. We're joined by Carolyn and Scott Sherwood. We're talking about some changes that are going to happen on that familiar reader board on the PEMCO building as you make your way through downtown Seattle. It's the reader board that has the temperature readout just as you make your way past the express lanes. So, Scott, what can we expect to see?
We're going to see, it'll say time for 2 seconds.
Uh-huh.
It'll say
Temperature for two seconds.
I better not lose my temperature.
Yeah, no more.
That.
Yeah, you're going to have your temperature. Then it'll say the word solar for a second.
Uh-huh.
And then it'll say the actual kilowatt hours being produced for 2 seconds.
And that kilowatt hours for 2 seconds, is that specifically on the PEMCO building?
Yes.
Specifically on PEMCO building, and it's the power coming from those panels real time,
uh-huh.
what's going on. And then at night, it'll say time, temperature. And then it'll say the word carbon,
uh-huh.
and then it'll have the accumulative amount of carbon saved up to that point in a readout on the sign.
Interesting stuff. That's something we see every day when we drive by the PEMCO building. So, yeah, it's certainly something to keep my mind occupied as I get stuck in traffic. We appreciate being in. This is Carolyn and Scott Sherwood. Their website is solarpie.org, and the demonstration project for Solar Pie, it launches Wednesday, September 2nd. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.